On Robin Hood Radio, we're going to do an interview that I'm going to really, really enjoy. And I'll preface the interview by that because years and years and years ago, I ran for the Region 1 Board of Education representative out of Salisbury, Connecticut. And I couldn't get the Democratic nomination, so I ran as a petitioning candidate. And in that election, over 1,300 people voted for the Region 1 Board of Education. I lost by 100 and some odd votes, but as a petitioning candidate, I did extremely well. Well, it comes to me now that I am speaking to someone who is now also running for, this time, not just running for the Board of Education, but running for re-election to the Region 1 Board of Education out of Salisbury, and that is Stacy Weiner. Stacy, thanks for joining us this morning.
Well, thank you for having me on the show. I really appreciate your time.
You know, it's the Region 1 Board of Education, to me, it has been and still is, I think it's one of the most important positions that you can vote on. Not only do you oversee and make sure the schools are being run properly, but you also are responsible to the members of the town of taxpayers of the town of Salisbury, and a very big, important fiduciary responsibility. So once we have those things all set, let me first ask you, how did your 2 years go on the Region 1 Board of Education, and what did you think about serving on the board for those first 2 years?
Well, as someone who attended public schools where I grew up, including the local high school, and also taught in the public school system in some rather difficult areas in New York City, I can tell you it was wonderful to be back in that kind of milieu where you can work with colleagues. Remember, we're not just Salisbury. We have to work with our colleagues. We have a number of towns. And I had a ball, an absolute ball. The experience is wonderful, challenging, but wonderful. And also, I enjoyed the fact that there are a lot of moving parts to the high school. And what I think is really fascinating is that the representatives from the other towns, you have to listen to those other towns. They have their agendas, sometimes sharp opinions. And knowing how to navigate that was a wonderful experience as well. I enjoyed every moment of it. I think the senior administrators and the teachers of that high school are terrific, and it has been such a pleasure to work with them.
You know what I'll say here is someone, like I said, who ran and had some issues from the board for many years ago. I sit here on a daily basis and see how fantastic this administration is. People have asked me, well, how come you're so quiet on the school board and the administration? And I say very simply, well, the school board's doing a damn great job, and so is the administration, and I have nothing bad to say about them. I think I don't agree with everything that's done, but I think everything that is being done now by the board and by the Region 1 board and by the administration is above board. It's very open. It's very transparent. And I think that you as a board and you as an individual representing the voters in Salisbury have just done a fantastic job over the past couple of years.
Well, I thank you so much for that, Marshall. You see, I also sit on the budget committee. And sitting on the budget committee, because I have a finance background, I was very, very helpful in trying to get a budget that is not only responsible, but particularly because we still have people in Salisbury who may be on fixed incomes, come through with a budget that was low, very low, and at the same time, and this is my red line, never, ever impacted the quality of the students' education.
No, I you know, like I said, we broadcast the Region 1 Board of Education, the ABC committee and everything, and I just think that things have been running extremely well. And here's the kicker to how good a job you at the board and the administration have done. It was a trying 2 years. We had COVID-19, we had budget cuts, we have all this, and still, between the administration and the board, I think things ran so much normally that I was absolutely blown away at how successful things have been.
Yes, and that's also a testament to the senior administrators of the high school. They're doing a fantastic job. For me, the reason I'm running, I am now experienced. I have a track record of success. I have been able to make some input and in terms of where we are going as a high school. For me, it's passion. It's a passion. I love that school. It's, I guess you could say, in the best terms, I'm hooked. I'm hooked, and I want to continue for another 2 years at least, because for me it is it's love. It's sheer love.
And when people go to vote this year, I remind them right now we're speaking with Stacy Weiner, who is running for the Region 1 Board of Education, represented from Salisbury. She is running as I won't say an independent, but it's independent, but it's a petitioning candidate this year. She's running for re-election, and so her name won't be on the ballot at the same place it was last time, and that's important for you people to realize when you go take a look at the ballots and look for Stacy. She's going to be a petitioning candidate. So now let's go on to what your immediate plans would be when re-elected, especially looking for the rest of the school year this year and next year. What are the main things on your agenda?
Well, some of the issues that have come up are the fact that we have a beautiful high school. It is just magnificent. I believe it's called the most beautiful high school in the state of Connecticut. But there are a number of capital expenditures that we have to make. I mean, the sewer lines or pipes blew. There are definitely leaks that need to be fixed. There's a case where our PA system needs to be fixed and changed because, unfortunately, there are parts of the high school, should there be an emergency, they will not hear the emergency announcement. So we need to change that. Safety first. Everybody needs to hear in case there's an emergency. So we are taking care of need to have, whether it is leaking roofs or sewer lines or PA systems, those come first because you can't function without some of these changes. So we will have to attend to that. We will also have to attend to, in terms of what the administration is proposing, certain individuals recently that have been hired, but they're fitting in our budget. They're fitting in the budget. So the quality is going up, but without breaking a budget, and that's important as well.
You know, some of the things you bring up, I remember when I ran, people say, what do you know about education in general? So I said, well, you know, I love the high school. I graduated from the high school. I know basic things, but you don't need to have a high education background. You need a background. You just brought up so many things that people don't understand or look at as important parts of running the high school and basically education in Region 1. And those are the things that provide a place and environment for students to learn and grow and for the public to be able to afford. Those are so important, and I think people overlook that.
Well, I hope after this interview it will help them to make a decision. I'm also running as a petition candidate because I honestly feel at this point, if you want to support a public school, it does not matter if you are an unaffiliated voter, a Democratic voter, a Republican voter. This, to me, is our children. And students, to me, are precious cargo, as they should be to any parent. Your kids are precious cargo. My job is to help assist in that process as they go through the high school. I want them prepared for the 21st century because we are competing in a global market. And that's important to me on the educational side. It's absolutely, we do not live in just the United States anymore. There is competition for jobs and there is globalization. Our kids need to be ready to compete in that world, and I feel strongly about that as well.
Well, Election Day, even though is not that far off, and I think that people, once again, should take a look at Region 1, and people in Salisbury take a look at Region 1 again. Stacey has served now for 2 years and is running for re-election as a petitioning candidate. And you know what? Like I said at the beginning of this interview, things have been going so well for the actual rough time that we have been through over the past 2 years, that I think that you need to steady the ship and keep going in the direction that the region's going.
Well, I really appreciate this interview, Marshall, and thank you for giving me a chance to reach out to the voters and to make my case as to why I should be reelected. And I appreciate that. And I thank you so very much for this opportunity.
Well, good luck in the race, and I'll be following it very closely, Stacey.
I bet you will. Hey, listen, Marshall, thank you, and be well, stay safe, and I look forward to speaking with you again sometime.